आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज गवर्नमेंट इज कमिटेड टू ऑल राउंड डेवलपमेंट ऑफ बिहार। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू इनॉग्रेट नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑन एनवायरनमेंट इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। Maharashtra government issues guidelines to all departments to respond promptly on incorrect or misleading news. India sends 15 tons of relief material to earthquake hit Myanmar. Manisha Bhanwala clinches India's first gold medal in Asian Wrestling Championship in Jordan. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeat Chennai Super Kings by 50 runs at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the cabinet decisions approving the inclusion of the Kosi Mechi intrastate link project in Bihar under the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program and a four-lane Patna Sasaram corridor project. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to the all-round development of Bihar. He said while this will provide water for irrigation in a large area, it'll also increase the income of farmer brothers and sisters. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will provide over 2,10,000 hectares additional annual irrigation in Kharif season in Araria, Purnia, Kishanganj and Katihar districts of Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved construction of four-lane greenfield and brownfield Patna-Ara-Sasaram corridor. The minister said this project will give a boost to infrastructure development by generating 48 lakh man-days employment.
ये वन ऑफ दोज रेयर प्रोजेक्ट्स जो बहुत सारे हाईवेज और बहुत सारे हाईवे सिस्टम्स को जोड़ता है। ये प्रोजेक्ट है पटना से आरा होते हुए सासाराम को जोड़ने वाला। पांच नेशनल हाईवेज और चार स्टेट हाईवेज को ये जोड़ता है। दिस विल सिग्निफिकेंटली रिड्यूस कंजेशन और जो बिहार के कंप्लीट इस एरिया में मूवमेंट पटना से लेके सासाराम तक लोगों का बहुत इसमें बेनिफिट रहेगा।
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference on Environment 2025 in New Delhi today. The two-day event organized by the National Green Tribunal is set to bring together environmental experts, policy makers and activists to discuss critical environmental issues and formulate actionable solutions. The meet will have four key technical sessions that will address pressing challenges faced by the environment, including climate change, pollution control, biodiversity conservation, and sustainable development. The Maharashtra government has issued guidelines to all its departments through a government resolution, GR, to promptly respond to non-factual or misleading news about the state government. The move comes 2 weeks after the state issued a GR to set up a media monitoring centre to monitor news coverage related to the government, be it print, electronic, social or digital. The centre will analyse the coverage and take action on the spread of negative or misleading news related to the state government. In this regard, Director General of Information and Public Relations, Brijesh Singh, said that through the circular, the government aims to enhance its operational efficiency by taking cognizance of significant news related to governance and provide better services to citizens. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved projects worth over 1,604 crore rupees for five states under the scheme for the expansion and modernization of fire services. These states are Bihar, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Kerala. The committee also approved over 555 crore rupees for Sikkim for recovery and reconstruction needs arising from the devastating glacial lake outburst flood in the state during October 2023. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the government has taken several initiatives to ensure effective management of disasters in the country. The Union Home Minister will be on a two-day visit to Bihar beginning today. Mr. Shah will attend several programs, including a public meeting at Gopalganj and state-level cooperative conclave in Patna. Mr. Shah is scheduled to hold a meeting with party leaders. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will inaugurate state-level cooperative conclave in Patna. He will also dedicate and lay foundation of various development programs and projects worth over 800 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh tomorrow. In Nagpur, he will visit Smriti Mandir and Diksha Bhumi. Later, he will lay the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Center and address a public meeting. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a loitering munition testing range and UAV runway facility at Solar Defense and Aerospace Limited. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will travel to Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 33,000 crore rupees. He is also scheduled to address a public meeting. In Madhya Pradesh, the government is procuring wheat at the minimum support price, MSP, and farmers are also selling their produce enthusiastically. So far, 13,98,000 farmers have registered for sale of wheat at the MSP this year. The last date for registration is the 31st of March.
More than 5,80,000 metric ton of wheat has been procured from around 75,000 farmers at the minimum support price in Madhya Pradesh. Payment for the procured wheat is also being made continuously to the farmers. So far, more than 757 crore rupees have been paid to the farmers. The minimum support price of wheat in Madhya Pradesh is 2,425 rupees. The state government is giving a bonus of 175 rupees per quintal. In this way, wheat is being procured at the rate of 2,600 rupees per quintal. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India has dispatched 15 tons of relief material to Myanmar following yesterday's earthquake. According to sources, an Indian Air Force C-130J aircraft transported the aid from Hindon Air Force Station. We have a report.
The 15 tons of relief package includes essential supplies such as tents, sleeping bags, blankets, ready-to-eat meals, and generator sets. Additionally, crucial medical supplies like paracetamol, antibiotics, syringes, gloves, and bandages are being dispatched to support those affected by the disaster. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed concern over the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for the safety and well-being of the citizens of both the countries. He added that India stands ready to offer all possible assistance and asked the External Affairs Ministry to remain in touch with the governments of Myanmar and Thailand. With Sudhir Yadav's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has emphasized strengthening of alignment of strategic interests between India and the United States, congratulating U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau after his recent confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Mr. Misri highlighted the importance of the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. The two officials also discussed increasing bilateral trade, defense and technology collaboration, as well as issues related to mobility and migration. Both sides agreed to maintain an ongoing dialogue on matters of shared interest. The Foreign Secretary invited Mr. Landau to visit India at the earliest opportunity. In the Asian Wrestling Championship 2025, Manisha Bhanbala clinched India's first gold medal since 2021 edition, while Antim Panghal settled for a bronze at Amman in Jordan last night. Here is a report.
In women's 62kg category, Manisha defeated Korea's Okji Kim by 8-7 to clinch the historic gold in Amman, Jordan. Meanwhile, in 53kg category bronze playoff, Antim Panghal defeated Taipei's Mengaj She by technical superiority without conceding a point. Indian wrestlers have now won 1 gold, 1 silver and 6 bronze medals in the tournament. The men's freestyle competition will begin today. In the IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 50 runs at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night, chasing 196 97 for victory. Chennai Super Kings scored 146 for loss of 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Rajat Patidar of RCB was adjudged player of the match for contributing 51 of 32 balls. Today, Gujarat Titans will clash with Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. In tennis, Novak Djokovic defeated Grigor Dimitrov to reach his first Miami Open final since 2016, moving within one win of his 100th career ATP title. Djokovic will now face rising Czech star Jakub Menchik in the final tomorrow. With Sudhir Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast scattered light to moderate rainfall accompanied by a thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Goa and Maharashtra today. Similar conditions are expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya. According to the weather department, strong surface wind is very likely to prevail at isolated places in northwest India today, with Rajasthan experiencing significant dust storms that will impair visibility. Talking to media, IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said, for the next 2 days, strong winds will affect the entirety of northern India, with Rajasthan experiencing significant dust storms that will impair visibility.
पूरा नॉर्थ इंडिया में यानी कि आपका जम्मू कश्मीर हिमाचल प्रदेश उत्तराखंड पंजाब हरियाणा उत्तर प्रदेश और मध्य प्रदेश तक स्ट्रांग विंड्स 20 से 30 किलोमीटर प्रति घंटा चल रही है और राजस्थान में खासकर डस्ट रेजिंग विंड्स चल रहा है जिससे विजिबिलिटी काफी कम होती जा रही है.
Akashvani's YouTube channel Aradhana will broadcast special programs on the auspicious occasion of Navaratri. The channel is set to offer an immersive spiritual experience for its listeners from tomorrow till 6th of April. Our correspondent reports that the channel will present a series of exclusive devotional programs, bringing the essence of the festival directly to viewers' homes.
Special highlight of the Navratri celebrations will be bhajans performed by renowned artists such as Anoop Jalota, Narendra Chanchal, Hari Om Sharan and Anuradha Podwal. These renditions will be aired from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. every day. Speaking about the channel, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that the channel will feature a curated series in which Navratri's each day significance will be highlighted.
Special stories on Navratri highlighting Devi Maa's Anek Swaroop, which will be broadcast from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. each day. Special stories about various Shakti Peeth will be released on the channel.
The Navratri celebrations will culminate in a grand live program on Ram Janmotsav directly from Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir, Ayodhya. This special broadcast will take place on 6th April, bringing the divine festivities to audiences across the nation. Listeners can tune into Akashvani's Aradhana YouTube channel to experience the spiritual essence of Navratri and celebrate the festival in an atmosphere of devotion and reverence. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. The devastation caused by the earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand is front page news in most dailies. Over 150 dead as strong 7.7 quake hits Myanmar, Thailand, shakes India too, reads the Tribune headline. In a first, ruling Myanmar junta has asked for international aid, reports the Asian Age. The centre has approved a 23,000 crore rupees scheme to make India self-reliant in electronics components manufacturing, providing direct employment to over 90,000 people, writes the Pioneer. India has linked a record 63,000 crore rupees chopper deal with HAL to procure 156 indigenous Prachand helicopters from its armed forces, reports the Times of India. The Delhi High Court has prohibited hotels and restaurants from automatically adding a service charge to food bills while observing that this is against public interest, writes Hindustan Times. And finally, the Hindu quotes a survey by CBSE that reveals that one in five parents in India faces parenting challenges. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to all-round development of Bihar. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate National Conference on Environment in New Delhi today. Maharashtra government issues guidelines to all departments to respond promptly on incorrect or misleading news. India sends 15 tons of relief material to earthquake-hit Myanmar. Manisha Bhanwala clinches India's first gold medal in Asian Wrestling Championship in Jordan. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeat Chennai Super Kings by 50 runs at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.